Scribbles, a podcast by author and professor Lynn Sweet. Support for Napkin Scribbles comes from George Fox Evangelical Seminary in Portland, Oregon.
One of the more famous Desert Fathers was known as St. Anthony. He lived in the last half of the 3rd century, the early part of the 4th century. Interesting thing about St. Anthony is that he was basically illiterate. And his wisdom came from oral tradition and from the one thing he wasn't illiterate about, and that was he could read creation. He could read the nature of things and nature itself. And here's a little story. A certain member of what was then considered the circle of the wise approached the just Anthony and asked him, "How do you ever manage to carry on, Father, deprived as you are of the consolations of books?" His reply, "My book, sir, is the nature of created things, and it is always at hand when I wish to read the words of God." He read God in the nature of created things. And that's an ability to a kind of literacy that I think we are losing. And I just want to say on this beautiful summer day here on Orcas Island, as I get ready to go on the road again, how important it is that we relearn that literacy and that we become literate again. I think that. We talk about the three stages of the spiritual life, the life of faith: justification, sanctification, glorification. And each one of them, in some ways, is applicable to our relationship with and our ability to read the nature of created things. I think, first of all, justification. There comes a time when we actually repent of our brokenness with creation, our disassociation from it, our inability to read it, and out of that repentance comes a turning around towards being in a real literate relationship with God's creativity. As somebody once in my life tell me that, when you're so into your own creativity, but why don't you discover God sometime? And I just really kind of rebuked me. I hadn't even looked up to see the flowers and the fauna. And so there is a certain repentance and a returning towards being in a personal relationship with creation. And I mean that literally, a personal relationship with a landscape. Are you in a personal relationship with a piece of land that you're really bonded to and that you call home? Then there's this second one, sanctification. And that is when you begin to really grow in that relationship with the what's around you, the hills and the vales and the valleys and you start to actually be able to listen to it kind of speak to you. So you got stage one is justification, that's the repentance and the returning towards a personal relationship. Second is sanctification, growing in that personal relationship with you know, as Jesus said, look at the birds in the sky, think of the flowers in the field. So you're looking and thinking and you're pondering how this is my Father's world. And to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. And then there's this third phase. Now, glorification is something that we really don't get in our faith journey until the moment of our death. But in this glorification that I'm talking about with our relationship with creation itself, I think this is the state of what some people we mistake because we get a little spooked when we hear them talk like this, but this commun- communion with nature, this sensing of a sacred presence that you can feel around you in all that God has created. And you learn to sense how the whole is present in every part, and every part is present in the whole. You get this whole sense of the mystery of being. So I want us to, as I'm going to, this is my last little trilogy here on Francis's encyclical on creation, but I wanted to end with a call to a journey, not just in faith, but which is a personal relationship with Jesus, but a journey in this personal relationship with what Jesus had a personal relationship with. I mean, he has the imagination of a gardener. He's not your tool guy that's constantly talking about tools and techniques and strategies. He's telling stories based on his father's world and nature itself, and consider the lilies. So consider, ponder, immerse yourself in the wonders of creation. This is my father's world. How great thou art.